Aloha and welcome to the Word of the Week. I'm actually in Los Angeles, but we'll be heading back to Hawaii at the end of the week, but wanted to give you a little brief summary of what you'll be reading. Now, we'll be finishing off Numbers and then going into Deuteronomy. Now, Deuteronomy is like the law twice given or repeated, and it begins with a summary. Moses talking about the children of Israel leaving Egypt and leaving Mount Horeb, but then refusing to enter into the land. Now, as you read this in Deuteronomy, make sure that you are catching some application. For example, how often we leave sin, we become Christians, but then we stop. We never enter into the full potential of what God's called us to be. We're out of the dark, but we really haven't pressed in to the full light of what God has for us. Don't stop short of God's call. Press in. Make sure, as Paul says in the New Testament, that you apprehend that for which God apprehended you for. So don't stop short. And then Moses reiterates the commands. The heart behind the commands, warnings, festivals, and the like. So take your time to read through Deuteronomy, because sometimes we just need to hear things another time. And then we're in Mark, finishing that off with the Passion Week, and then into Galatians. Now remember, Galatia was a region above Pamphylia, and it's in sort of the Asia Minor area by Cappadocia, which is north of the area of Israel, going over towards Asia Minor, where he plants the seven churches, if you recall, Ephesus, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Smyrna, etc., Philadelphia. That's in the book of Revelation. Well, just to the Israel side of that is a large region where we find Galatia, that's where you have Iconium and Lystra, Derbe. That's right on the road of Paul's first missionary journey as he goes through that area, and then the second missionary journey. They go through that area of Galatia. Now, read through that because you're going to have people fighting against the Christian faith. They're Jews that live up there in Galatia, and they're saying, no, 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 you need to be more under the law. Others will say, no, there's some secret knowledge that we have that if you don't become Jewish in tradition, you'll miss the fullness of Christianity. And so they were trying to steal some of the freedom, and Paul refutes that. You'll see him bringing some theological rebuttal to some of these people who are trying to steal the freedom in Christ that we have. So enjoy the reading this week. I love reading about what God is doing in the lives of people back then and with application today. So take the time to do your journal, SOAP, write the scripture down and see what God is saying now. So then write a scripture that really is poignant, something that means something to you, something that's significant, a scripture that pops out. And then write the observation. Don't skip straight to the application. The observation first. Oh, who was he talking to? Where was it happening? What was the situation? Make sure you get the context correct. Because if you just go from scripture to an application, you can miss the whole what we call in theological parlance, the hermeneutic or the context of what was going on. And you take something or anything out of context, why, you can make it say anything you want to. So the observation, or the O, is critical. And then the A, application, and then P for prayer. I'll be joining you this week in devotions as we walk through God's Word together. God bless you. Have a Jesus week.